But if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, today there's going to be a release of this incredible new CD at Blues Alley in Washington, D.C. today. It's called The Strayhorn Project, the music of Billy Strayhorn. And this might be our second or third guest that we've talked about the music of Duke Ellington. And the, I shouldn't say oft forgotten, but I certainly don't think Billy Strayhorn gets the credit that he deserves. Well, the group is Braden Rapp. Don Braden and Mark Rapp are the incredible musicians regarding and behind this new CD. Gentlemen, welcome to the Lionel Show.
Hey there. Good morning.
And by the way, Braden Rapp, I tell people, is not a disease. It sounds good. It's not like Epstein-Barr. But you guys are some of the most accomplished. I don't have to tell you this. It's, you're going to say, really? But Braden Rapp, this is a new band by the world-renowned saxophonist, flautist, as I say, composer Don Braden, and Mark Rapp, one of Downbeat Magazine's top emerging trumpeters. Gentlemen, welcome. First of all, let's talk about why it's important for people to understand the brilliance and the genius of Billy Strayhorn.
Well, I would say it goes number one to the music. He at the tender age of 17, he was already composing a tune that would become classics, and that level of genius is rarely seen and should really be appreciated. Plus, he was one of Duke Ellington's main partners. I mean, think about the genius. Duke Ellington was the greatest American music genius, one of the greatest music geniuses ever. And for him to take someone under his wing for so many years is already a tremendous testament to someone who deserves special attention.
Now, for those keeping track at home, is this Mr. Braden or Mr. Rapp?
This is Don Braden speaking.
Okay, very good. Now, Mr. Rapp, is there a particular reason why you refuse to speak?
Well, because I'm currently under Don Braden's wing, so I'm letting
him lead on. You are the Billy Strayhorn to his Ellington. You know, by the way, I am dead serious about this, gentlemen, Braden Rapp. And by the way, we have a link to your CD and all of your information. You're going to be in New York at Feinstein's on January 25th, which is a tremendous venue. But I believe that for the most part, you know, education begins after you graduate from college because you don't learn anything worthwhile there. And if you want to be a sentient human being, a culturally aware, fulfilled, composite American, you must understand our particular culture. And we are blessed with an American songbook and a jazz songbook that is second to none. And in the pantheon of jazz greats, you can't say enough about Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. And the music is here. It is right here. It wasn't that long ago. And through efforts like you guys, you're spreading the word. What do we have to do to make this country more aware of how great not only these guys were, but how great jazz is? Classic jazz. Not cool jazz. Not that funky stuff that doesn't, you know, I'm sorry, Chuck Mangione. Cute. Cute. Kenny G. Nice. But why is it frustrating sometimes that so many Americans don't realize how great this is? That this was ours? This is our heritage?
Go ahead, Mark.
I was going to say, of course, it's very frustrating, especially when you know, you're out there trying to make a living and your audiences are pale in comparison to the rock concert the previous night, you know? But we're a young country, and we're growing and still in the process of maturation. I think there's a lot of positivity going on.
And by the way, I dig the Darth Vader sound effects that you're using to add that certain degree of mystique to your otherwise fascinating disquisition on jazz. I really dig that. You're too much. You guys are just wacky, and I mean, and I love you to death. You know, years ago, I had a very dear friend of mine, Nat Adderley, brother of Cannonball, and he used to tell me, he used to lament that he has to go to Europe for people there to understand the genius of our musical heritage here. And that goes not only for jazz, classic jazz, but for blues, but for a lot of different venues. I also think that what we need to do in this country, on a very serious note, is we need to pump up and jazz up, no pun intended, our music programs in schools. Not only will music make you smarter, I firmly believe this in terms of wiring your brain differently, but this is a valid repository of information regarding our collective history that is as valid, if not more valid, than hearing stuff about Ben Franklin or George Washington.
Well, the other point I wanted to make in exactly in line with that is, this is Don speaking, by the way. I'm very...
So you say, I don't know. You might be somebody else. How are we to tell? But I'll take your word for it. Go ahead.
This is Don Vader here.
Right. Vader. Luke.
I am your... No, but... but no, I'm very active in education. And one of the big things is that my main philosophy and motivation for teaching jazz music is that jazz is, besides being America's incredible genius art form in terms of its creativity and the actual sound that's produced, the virtuosity is produced, and the whole cultural historical connections that it represents, it's also a great paradigm, a great model for teamwork, leadership, democracy, creativity. You know, call and response is one of those things. Listening. Listening is critical in jazz music, and people who learn about jazz become better listeners, et cetera. I've done workshops with corporations and stuff talking about how you can conduct better meetings through showing them how an ensemble sounds when people don't listen to each other. And when one person takes the lead and then people synchronize and contribute in a way that's in keeping as opposed to people having their own agendas, which if a band has a bunch of egotists in it, it's not going to be a very good sound.
You know, it's funny, Darth Vader, I never thought about that. We're talking to Braden Rapp. The CD is called The Strayhorn Project, and you're going to be in D.C. today, right, on the 14th at Blues Alley. What will you be doing so that our D.C. friends can come on and see you?
Yeah, we're going to be playing music from the CD, from the
Appropriate Enough.
Strayhorn Project CD.
Pretty clever.
Yes, indeed.
Don't miss a beat, you guys.
We're going to add some stuff as well from our respective CDs. Satchel Vasandales Vasandani is playing with us, a vocalist. He's going to do some. He's also on the CD. He'll be doing a couple tunes from his CD. Mark would be doing some things from his latest, and I'll be doing a couple things from
everybody to remember, Christmas is just around the corner, guys. This is a great stocking stuffer, fine for dad or grad. Braden Rapp is a CD, The Strayhorn Project. And seriously, thank you for keeping this alive, because I know this may not be the most lucrative now, but if it weren't for you, who would do this? We need this. You're critical. The Strayhorn Project is a CD. The music of Billy Strayhorn and the great Don Braden, who plays Luke Skywalker, and Mark Rapp, who's Darth Vader. Just kidding. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for being with us. And again, Blues Alley today in Washington, D.C. Go out and see them. It was a pleasure, my friends. Thank you so much.